This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's Hajj pro tip is about praying in Riyadhul Jannah. Riyadhul Jannah means a garden of paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day addressing his companion said, "Ma bayna bayti wa minbari rawdatun min Riyadhul Jannah." Whatever lies between my home and my pulpit is a garden from the gardens of paradise. So this is actually an area that's marked off in the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Normally you'll notice that the carpet in the Prophet's mosque is red colored, but when you come to Riyadhul Jannah, it's actually a white creamish color with a green tone to it. So that's the carpet that you want to try to get on and pray. Now, the idea is that you want to try to go there, pray 2 rakat, pray 4 rakat, whatever it is you can, any time of the day, as long as it's not a makruh time. You don't want to go there during a disliked time and pray. You want to go there during a time which is neutral. And if you can pray the Tahajjud Salah there, great, even better. Now when you're there, what you want to do is pray and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make whatever dua you want. It is quoted from Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi that he would say, "Ya Allah, I am in Riyadhul Jannah. And your promise is that once a person enters into paradise, you don't take them out. I've entered into the paradise of this world. I ask you not to take me out of the paradise of the hereafter." Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful dua to make. You can make whatever dua you'd like. Spill your heart out. Enjoy your moments. And in sajda, cry your heart out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now one thing you want to be aware of is hogging up space while in Riyadhul Jannah. You have to realize there's so many people there. It's not from proper etiquette that a person comes and sits there and occupies a place for hours on end. Because there are other people that have also come from other parts of the world. And if one thing Hajj to teach us is to accommodate others and not to be selfish. So while you're there, sit down, pray your rak'ahs, make your dua to Allah, and then move on. Let other people come and accommodate them. And it's possible that Allah will give you a place in their duas too and give you a part of their reward. So that's today's Hajj pro tip. We encourage you to practice and convey on to others. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.